Shalom. Good morning. This is a day the Lord has made, and we do rejoice for the opportunity as God's men and women, blood-bought saints of the living God, seated with Christ in heavenly places, and the privilege to pray together as God's air force upon the earth. As you may know by now, this is not the voice of Billy Brim, but I am her oldest daughter, Shelley. And if you've been watching the Kenneth Copeland broadcast this week, you may have seen the Monday where she sang me the happy birthday song there with Gloria. So I'm privileged this morning to receive a phone call and a little folder from Mother. She said, I'm not able to make the phone call because she is speaking for Champions for Christ. And so she sent me a folder with her itinerary and her heart and her what she's received from the Lord, the plan for the prayers today. So even though she's not here physically, her heart is here. And so you may ask, if you don't know, Champions for Christ is a yearly meeting that was developed and birthed in the heart of my brother Chip 17 years ago. And the Lord appeared to him when he was in coaching 17 years ago and said, I taught you how to build champions in the athletic realm, and I want you to take that and put it, those teachings, into my people, Champions for Christ. And so this year we have in our meeting, these are young people from the ages of 12, 13 on up through college. And this year we have over 849 all over the United States. Last night we were there. Brother Jerry Savelle, he called, and you know him as a dear partner and great anointed minister with Brother Copeland, and he called several months ago and said, I have to make that meeting. I'm inviting myself. So last night was that meeting, and Mother was there, and we found ourselves there at the altar with so many young people raising their hands toward heaven, toward God, and worshiping the name above every name. And so thank you, prayers. We see the fruit of your prayer, God opening the eyes of our young people that they may know him and the power of his resurrection. Hallelujah. So this morning, Mother asked for prayer. She's going to be speaking to these people, these wonderful champions for Christ, on the subject of America, her history, and the great awakening that this nation has known. And let's just turn in our Bibles and dress for the occasion of prayer. It's always good to dress accordingly to the purpose. I learned that from Jesus. A lady came to me and she said, when Jesus comes to her, he'll dress as a shepherd, or sometimes you'll see him as a high priest. But thank God, in his word, in Ephesians 6, we can dress for the occasion. And this is our prayer armor. And beginning with verse number 10, if you have your Bibles, I encourage you to read along with the understanding that we're doing this for prayer today and the assignments that we have. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. How do we be strong in you, Lord? How do we do it? Verse 11 tells us, we put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, we as believers, we as members of the body of Christ, washed in the blood of the Lamb, we take unto us the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand therefore, having our loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And we take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, for utterance to be given unto Mom, that she may open her mouth boldly to make known the mystery unto these precious young people. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that we can come boldly to the throne room of grace through the precious blood of the Lamb, and we can make our petition known. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, that the struggles of our day and the atmosphere that we are entering, that your church, the body of Christ, you've raising up these prayer warriors, these intercessors, who have learned the secret of taking hold of the power of God, and we're directing it against the strategic advances of the enemy. We're reminded, Father, in Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 17, or yes, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto our president. We pray first of all for those who are in authority, those that you have placed in authority over our nation, President Donald Trump, over our state, our governors. I heard Europe come in this morning, Lord. Those who are in authority there, we pray for our leaders. First of all, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness. For this is good and acceptable in the eyes of God our Savior, who would have all men to be saved and to come into the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. Father, yes, through your son Jesus, you gave his blood as a ransom for every leader, for everyone in authority. And Father, we take that before your throne room in the name, and we plead our case. Give unto them a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. May the eyes of their understanding be flooded with light. Satan, get your hands off. You deceiving spirits, get your hand off in that area. In the name, above every name, we take authority over that. Cease in your maneuvers. In the name. Now, Father, I thank you that as we're here gathered together, I sense in my spirit to now move on to what Mother Billy Brim has shared. She wanted me to give you a short report on our Washington, D.C. trip. As you know, we are members of a group called Christians United for Israel, which is under Reverend John Hagee. He is the founder. And every year we go to Washington, and we recently got back from Washington. And we are blessed with, when we do go, this was our largest gathering ever. There are 3.5 million members throughout the United States, and it is the largest pro-Israel organization in America. So we were there for our 12th annual Washington, D.C. Summit, and we're getting to know the members of our Congress, our representatives, and we share our views relating to Israel. And our talking points in briefly were, number one, it was called the Taylor Force Act, where in 2016, the PA, the Palestinian Authority, made approximately $300 million in payments to terrorists serving time in Israeli prisons and to the families of terrorists who died while perpetrating their acts. And in 2016, it just so happened that the United States gave the PA approximately $3 million in aid. So legislation has introduced in both houses of Congress a piece called, quote, the Taylor Force Act, unquote, which would cut off any aid to the Palestinian authorities to stop making these payments to terrorists. So I thank God for prayer, praying for our leaders, praying for those who are in authority that is bringing boots to the ground, so to speak, actions and strength to the body of Christ to raise their voice. And that's what this meeting in Washington was all about, meeting with our senators and our representatives. Another talking point that we had, it was called the Israeli Anti-Boycott Act. For many decades, the Arab League maintained a strict economic boycott of Israel and any company that did business with Israel. And Congress responded by passing legislation that made it illegal for United States companies to participate in this or any other government-sponsored boycott of Israel. So we just wanted to make sure that there were no loopholes in that, and that for our nation to know blessings according to, as you know, listening to Mother's teachings. And again, it wouldn't hurt to turn there. I love to let my eyes see in the Word of God this marvelous promise, covenant promise that God made to Abram and to all nations to know blessing. And Genesis 12, where it says, "And the Lord had said unto Abram, Get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house and to a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." And when we go to Washington, D.C., we remind our congressmen of this following scripture, verse 3 of chapter 12 of Genesis. "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curse thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." For our nation to know, for your state to know, for your country to know blessings. Oh, Father, that we must, dikogantos, bless Israel. Be a blessing to her according to the word of God. Not to divide Jerusalem, not to force her into any kind of contract to give up land for peace. But, Father, to bless her in the biblical way, that you, the great creator of the universe, the great real estate agent of the earth, you created all, yes, and you created the land and the boundaries of our habitation. And, Father, you have placed us and give us jurisdiction over certain areas where we must maintain watch in the spirit, binding devils in Jesus' name, and listening to the Holy Spirit to lead us, spirit-guided prayer in these areas. Watchfulness, Lord. Watch, teach us to watch over these things in the spirit, with the authority of the believer, and in the word of God, in the blood of the Lamb, in Jesus' name. So we're learning to walk with the Lord of hosts, learning to heed your spirit, exercising the authority of the believer in Jesus' precious holy name. Also, she wanted me to share with you that, let me get it here, that we must pray for the protection of our president. Any plots that have developed or developing to bring destruction, we're going to bring before the Lord. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13, where it says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Any plots that are being developed in the name of Jesus, may they be manifested in sight. May their cover be opened. May all that the dark evil be exposed in Jesus' name. Satan, get your hands off the secrecy of it. Oh, Father, I thank you for anointing our authorities, our policemen, our security agents. May they have a fresh anointing from you, Lord, to discern, detect. In Jesus' name, we thank you for this, Father. We thank you that we have a high priest that we may, that cannot be touched and but is touched with the feeling of our infirmities, and therefore we can come boldly to the throne room of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Thank you, Father, for that. I praise you and thank you. Now, concerning the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, there is a current Temple Mount crisis. It began, and you may have been watching this and reading about it in news, with Palestinians getting weapons from the Al-Aqsa Mosque. When you go to the Temple Mount, and those of you who have been to Israel know, when we say Temple Mount, it is the place where Abraham offered up Isaac, and it's the place where Solomon's first temple was. Because there is a dome, there is a rock on that Temple Mount where Abraham offered up Isaac. So Solomon's first temple was over that rock. And then, of course, that was destroyed by the Babylonians. And then during the time of Jesus, it was Herod's temple, but still Herod built it, but it was over that rock. And then when Herod built that temple, he was a crazy man, but he was a master builder, and he had developed a 39-acre platform called the Temple Mount. And so on that Temple Mount today is a dome built by the Muslims, and it's over that rock. And so also on that Temple Mount is a mosque, Al-Aqsa Mosque. And from that mosque are fiery messages or sermons that are given to do violent acts against Jews. And so currently, in today's scheme of things, there's been an uprising there. And as you may know, Palestinians were getting weapons from this mosque at the Temple Mount. And this is the same mosque that when Mom and I were conducting a tour there during the Intifada, had a group of people on the southern steps there. And you look up, and there is the Al-Aqsa Mosque high above your head. And Mom's giving a lesson on the southern steps from the Word of God, of course. And all of a sudden, I'm looking up, and there from that mosque is a ticker tape, a little piece of paper that floats down. Those of us who were near picked it up, and it said in very primitive print, your Bible is not the Word of God, and you deserve anthrax. And so that was years ago, but that same place where that little note originated, that Al-Aqsa Mosque, is a place where weapons are being hid. And so when these two Israeli policemen were shot dead, the weapons came from that mosque. So that's something to hold in the name of the Lord. In the name above every name, Father, we take our place
far above all principality and power, might, and dominion. Cease and desist in Jesus' name. You stop it. We comprito cabeza, imburrito caboveca. More, more, Lord, more. The angels of the Lord mount upon the temple mount. You will bear them up in your hands, Lord, lest they strike their foot against a stone. In Jesus' name. Purpose. Nambre cocasile, gopreto sebeleki sopa, vorte kimonde, andrele vesi, tumbofikea, metorosita, comfort kikopove. Intercessions and giving of thanks, Father, we thank you. We thank you. The mightiest battle, the fiercest battle that's on the earth today is over the Temple Mount. Oh, manini tato. But I thank God in the name above every name. Father, you're waiting for those whom you can trust, and we have discernment to foresee your steppings. And the faith to command your power. Authoritative men and women of prayer, Father, whose eyes have been opened to the full knowledge of our place in Christ. To them, the Word of God has been a battle chart on which is detailed the plan of the campaign of the hosts of the Lord. And Father, we realize that we have been appointed by you for the oversight of certain sections of the advance. And we humbly accept this commission. So the oversight, Father, of the Temple Mount, we humbly accept that position in Jesus' name, and we ask the Holy Ghost to help us to watch in prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. There is a 19, going back to Israel, there was a 19-year-old Palestinian last Shabbat that climbed into an Israeli home celebrating Shabbat dinner and stabbed three Israeli family members to death. As a result, Palestinian riots over Israel security measures. And then also there was a stabbing an Israeli guard at an Israeli embassy in Jordan. So we are watching over Israel. That's the emphasis for today. In the name above every name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Ambaro kogesa, dinan moche, imbokor ratiete. Ah, no, no, bokota pelisi. Tandra le klesi, sesenine kopana de kaya. Boveli, cobrando, kistito, pratele, kiticho, pratasa le leviticana. Boye no namale, borata casa menili kisi. Ista brotto sebro, tambukeko, bojenu tebapatisi, ambiando, ambelelidisto brotote, in the name, above every name, in the name, we take our place, si emeno coste, no you don't, in Jesus' name, you cease and desist in your maneuvers in that area. O pretasile, bonte. In the name, obakato tokisi bokanunu, turn it to the right, to the right. In the name, we're moving, we're moving. The light, exposing the darkness. In the name, the great gokaposoto. Shall not God, the great judge of the earth, do right? Oh yes, Father, you are the great judge of the earth, and you do right. Yes, 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 Lord. We praise you and thank you for that. Into coplesa, mombe peteto, brando cafesi benedita. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, it is a privilege. It is an honor, sir, to be in your Air Force in these last days and to walk in the spirit of prayer in the name above every name. In closing, I would like to encourage you to find out where your senator or representative is on these issues of the Taylor Force Act and the anti-boycott Israel. And also, our friends from Europe heard your voice coming in as well. We love you. We know you're a bright light in a dark place. But oh, thank God for the boundary where you live and how you God can move legally in your jurisdiction, because there's one to stand in the gap. I thank you, dear saints. I thank you for all the roll call of saints. I listened this morning, got so blessed that this body of Christ is one, and we are walking out these last days in glory and in victory, because we are taking our rightful place and putting our hand on the throttle of God's power, and by the leading of the Holy Spirit, speaking into mountains, in Jesus' name, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. And I thank you, Father, for that. I love you. I bless you in the name above every name. Have a glorious, wonderful, supernatural day. In Jesus' name, shalom, shalom.